The American Lung Association has released its annual air quality report.
The American Lung Association looks at air pollution monitoring data nationwide and translates that into grades and rankings to help make it easier for everyone to understand about the air quality in the cities and counties where they live.
Janice Nolan is ALA's Assistant Vice President for National Policy. She headed the team that produced the 2018 State of the Air report.
As we have done since the first report in 2000, we look at 3 years of data using data from local, state, tribal, and federal monitors across the nation. In this report, we look again at two types of air pollution, ozone, often called smog, and particle pollution, often called soot.
Michael Seelback is Vice President, Public Policy and Communications for the ALA Northeast Region.
We saw over 96% of Connecticut residents living in areas with failing air quality. In New York, we saw almost 50% of the population living in counties with failing air quality. This year's report had some good news. Vermont, for example, and Massachusetts saw their air quality improve almost across the board, and Burlington was one of only a few cities that was on the cleanest cities list for all the air pollutants we measure.
The 19th annual State of the Air report is not a good one for the Empire State. It found that 9.4 million New Yorkers are breathing unhealthy air. 16 of the 27 reporting counties saw failing grades, and metro areas throughout the state experienced a greater amount of unhealthy air days due to ozone, part of a national trend. On the bright side, the metro areas around Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo were all found to rank among the cleanest cities for short-term particle pollution. Jeff Seiler is the ALA's Chief Division Officer.
Despite the improvements we've seen in air quality since we started compiling this report 19 years ago, unhealthy levels of air pollution still exist throughout the country and right here in New York. State of the Air 2018 is based on data reported from 2014 to 2016 and found that air pollution worsened compared to last year's report, specifically ozone pollution. It's nearly 4 in 10 people in the United States, more than 133.9 million Americans, live in counties where they are exposed to unhealthy levels of air pollution in the form of either ozone or particle pollution. This year's State of the Air report showed that despite the recent increase in ozone pollution, the Clean Air Act has worked to clean up much of the dangerous air pollution across the nation for decades. The air is cleaner, but not clean enough to protect people's health from harm. And climate change will continue to make both ozone pollution and particle pollution harder to clean up.
Nolan says weakening the Clean Air Act tops the list of 6 threats identified in this year's report.
The second threat is repealing plans to reduce carbon pollution from power plants. Unfortunately, last year, the EPA administrator proposed to repeal the Clean Power Plan, the only nationwide strategic approach to cutting carbon pollution from the largest industrial-scale source of carbon pollution in the United States, power plants. The third threat is removing limits on emissions from oil and gas operations. Threat number 4, opening doors for more polluting trucks and cars. In 2017, EPA proposed to create a loophole allowing the sale of much dirtier, heavy-duty diesel trucks, despite broad opposition from the rest of the trucking industry. And earlier this month, the administrator proposed that EPA and the Department of Transportation would propose new rules to weaken adopted standard for greenhouse gas emission reductions from cars, from personal trucks, and SUVs. Threat number 5, cutting funding and expertise to clean up the air.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.